Time to go.
Ryan stepped up to the door and pulled it open enough to look out. A sec man was standing in the hallway, one Ryan hadn't seen before.
Time for the Baron's reception.
The one-eyed man nodded and closed the door. Christy stretched lazily on her cot, getting the blood circulating again after a short but contented sleep.
Can't we stay here a bit longer, lover?
Yeah, but I'm curious to meet this Baron and to find out how he keeps his vill running.
I sure could do with something to eat.
She rose up off the cot and ran her fingers through her long red hair as if they were combs. Ryan moved out into the hall where J.B., Duck, and Mildred were already waiting.
What about Jack?
Sleeping. He'll be out for another couple of hours. I'll stay with him if you want.
Ryan considered it. The sec man overheard their conversation.
We're just going down to the basement. You'll be free to come back and check on your friend anytime you want.
I'll come down with you to meet the Baron. Then I'll come back and stay with Jack. I'll bring him some food.
Ryan nodded, then noticed Doc shifting nervously from side to side behind JB. He looked strange, different, as if he just passed a comb through his hair, then pasted it back with some sort of grease. His frock coat also looked cleaner, as if he'd hung it on a line and beat it with a stick to get all the dust out of its fibers. Christy was studying Doc as well.
Looking good, Doc.
Thank you for noticing, my dear Christy.
The sec man gestured to Ryan Sig Sauer and Christy Smith and Wesson.
You won't be needing your weapons.
JB shook his head, as if to say he knew the story would be changing. Ryan looked hard at the sec man.
We don't go anywhere without our blasters.
The sec man shrugged.
All right by me, but the Baron might have something to say about it.
Ryan didn't respond. The Baron could say whatever he wanted, but they wouldn't be giving up their blasters without a firefight. The sec man led them down the hallway. As promised, they were led into the basement of the mansion and into a large room that was set up as a dining hall. Paintings hung from the walls, and the floor was covered with a carpet around the edges and a hardwood floor in the center. There was a long rectangular table on one side of the room with settings for 12 people. On another table off to one side were pitchers full of fresh water and juices, and carafes of both red and white wine. There was also a series of small finger bowls, each one filled with different colored tablets.
Make yourself at home. The Baron and the others will be here shortly.
When the sec man was gone, the friends went to the table and sampled the water and wine. Both were clear. The water was tasteless, while the wine seemed a bit strong. Ryan pointed to the bowls of multicolored pills.
What do you make of these, Mildred?
I don't know. Don't recognize any of them.
Considering that these items are offered in conjunction with some truly excellent wines, I can only assume that they must be stimulants of some sort. Perhaps even depressants.
Recreational drugs. In pre-dark times, ecstasy was a drug of choice, especially among young people. Kids thought it was cool. But of course it was nothing but bad news.
Ryan held one of the yellow pills between his fingers.
So the Baron's a drug lord. Wonderful.
Christy eyed a tablet that was almost as red as her hair.
That'd be my guess.
Can't say it comes as all that much of a surprise. He produced a lot of healing drugs. If he can do that, no reason he can't make junk like Jolt and Dream.
By the three Kennedys, that would explain what Bang is, and Smash.
And now we know why his sec men have such good blasters.
We're leaving right now. Let's get Jack.
The friends turned to leave the dining room, but the doors at either end of the room opened up, and sec men with blasters and scatter guns filed in. The Baron entered the room behind his sec force. He wore an immaculate lab coat, and his clothes beneath it looked just as clean and fresh.
You can't leave yet. We haven't even been formally introduced.
We don't associate with drug lords.
The Baron put up his hands, almost in surrender.
It's true. I do deal in drugs, but I assure you, only healing ones.
Mildred gestured to the bowls of pills on the table.
Expecting some big headaches?
Sense of humor. I like that in my guests.
The Baron moved toward the table holding the pills.
I'm merely trying to be a good host. Since I didn't know what you liked, I simply offered you all that I have. I'm actually glad you don't want to sample any of the drugs, since I don't like them either. Makes articulate speech rather difficult and compromises one's judgment. Two things I can ill afford as Baron.
He waved his arms as if he were swatting unseen insects.
Take them away.
A sec man hurried over to the table, picked up the bowls, and carried them off.
Now, if you'll forgive my small mistake, let's all share a meal, shall we?
Ryan wasn't in favor of joining the Baron for dinner, but even if they wanted to blast their way out of the situation, they wouldn't get very far. The Sekhmen surrounding them could throw up a wall of fire heavy enough to cut down a small forest. There would be a fight, Ryan knew, but this wasn't the time or place for it. Reluctantly, he put away his blaster. The others followed his lead.
Thank you.
The Sekhmen also lowered their weapons.
I better check on Jack.
Not to worry,
Mildred.
Not to worry, Mildred. Your friend is fine, I assure you. Of course, you're free to return to him whenever you like, but I wouldn't be much of a host if I didn't encourage you to eat at least a little something first.
I'll take it back to eat in the room.
Fine, fine. Now, let's get started. I'm starved.
The Baron sat at the head of the table. Ryan and the friends took seats on either side of him. At that moment, Moira entered the dining room, wearing a sundress and leather sandals.
Ah, here she is now. The lovely Moira, who I believe you've already met down by the river.
The friends watched the young woman enter the room. JB leaned close to Ryan.
Sounds like they're more than friends.
Maybe she's a Big Jack gaudy slut.
The Baron gestured for Moira to take the seat next to him.
Isn't she a thing of beauty?
Moira appeared to hesitate, but then reluctantly joined the Baron at the table.
She's charming.
Moira smiled in Doc's direction. Ryan had to admit that she was a good-looking young woman, especially now that she'd had a chance to clean up and put on some clothes. And the fact that Moira was the Baron's mistress explained why they had been treated so well since entering the Ville. Any man would be grateful to the people who saved his lover from a gang rape. Still, if Moira was the Baron's lover, then why had she been so afraid of Robards and the Sekhmen at the river? Ryan had never met a Baron's woman who didn't act as if she ran the Baron's Ville for him.
Now that she's here, perhaps we can begin eating.
In minutes, a man and a woman were bringing in trays of food for them to sample. Most of it was grilled vegetables, such as eggplant, zucchini, and red and green peppers. But there was also some fresh cornbread, dried nuts, and one small sausage each, the meat of which smelled like chicken, but could have been anything from possum to snake. Ryan was famished, and when the food began appearing on the table, he looked forward to eating his fill. However, something didn't seem right with the picture. Doc pointed out the problem to all of them.
Oh, excuse me, Baron de Man?
Yes, sir?
Oh, I appreciate the compliment, but I assure you I am not a member of any House of Lords. My name is Theophilus Algernon Tanner.
Theophilus?
Most people call me Doc.
Doc, are you a scientist?
Ryan looked at Doc, curious to hear his answer.
Not exactly. I have some knowledge of old sciences, and I dabble a bit in the new ones. I suspect I earned the nickname because I'm the only one in the group who can divide three-digit numbers without the use of a stick and patch of sand.
All right. Doc, what is it?
Well, when my colleagues and I saved your lovely mistress from certain harm, she was with another older woman.
Yes, she was.
Moira here referred to that woman as her mother.
Doc left the question unsaid. The Baron nodded.
Well, if she is her mother, and we saved her from the muties as well this afternoon, I just thought that, well, it would be nice if she could join us too.
The Baron looked inquisitively at Robards.
She's not feeling well.
But she was fine when she got off the wag this afternoon.
Yes, yes, of course. Bring her here. I'm sure she'd enjoy the company.
The Sec Chief slowly got up from his seat.
I'll see if she's feeling any better.
Yes, you do that.
Doc nodded graciously.
Thank you.
Mildred piled some vegetables on a pair of metal plates.
If you'll excuse me, I've got to go check on Jack. If he's awake, I'm sure he'll be hungry too.
Give your friend Jack my regards.
I'll do that.
Mildred collected a bit more food for herself and prepared a tray for Jack. The Baron then turned his attention from Doc to Ryan.
Am I right to assume that you are the leader of this group?
Name's Ryan. And you can assume I'm the leader if you like.
The Baron said nothing for a moment, but then smiled.
As you've probably noticed, I've got a decent sec force here, with plenty of well-trained men and some of the best blasters around.
Yeah, we noticed.
That stuff's hard to come by. Some of those blasters look right out of the box.
Baron de Man, this is JB. He's the weapons expert of our group.
A man who appreciates fine craftsmanship and design, no doubt.
JB carefully avoided any mention of the redoubt.
Did you get your blasters new?
I can't be sure. I sell drugs. Good drugs that people need to survive. and when people are dying, they can get rather desperate. I can pretty well name my price for my drugs. I know that may sound hard, but I'm a trader, and traders don't give their wares away when they can hang on to them and get top jack.
Ryan nodded. He'd seen top traders in action, and the Baron's assessment was spot on.
So, if I'm in the market for anything, be it blasters or blankets, I make sure I get the very best available. The best blasters, the best blankets, the best food, wine...
Wags?
Everything. The best that Jack can buy.
The Baron paused, and everyone took the opportunity to take a bite of food.
I also like to think I have the best sec force of any vill in the area. They're the best equipped and well-trained, but one can never be sure about such things.
I've seen plenty of sec men. Yours look as disciplined as any.
But are they the best you've ever seen?
Won't know that until they're tested in a firefight.
Exactly.
Then the man went silent, staring at Ryan a moment, as if expecting the man to comment.
I'm not sure I follow you.
I have a favor to ask of you and your friends.
Ryan smiled. There was no pleasure in the expression whatsoever.
Of course you do.
We have an obstacle course we use for training sec men. In addition to blaster practice, I also use it for pitting sec man against sec man in order to see where they should fall in terms of rank.
Must make for a lot of dead sec men.
No, not at all. I have blasters that fire tiny balls filled with colored water. They're just like regular blasters, but they can't chill people. They're good tools for training and for turning poor sec men into good ones.
Is there a point to all this?
Well, my sec chief was wondering if you and your group might agree to test several of his best sec men in a contest.
We've had plenty of real firefights out in the Deathlands. We don't fight for sport, only survival.
I can appreciate that, and I would have the same opinion if I were in your shoes.
Then you know my answer.
The Baron said nothing for a while, thinking through the problem.
So you need a reason to fight.
That's right. Usually it's to keep from getting chilled.
A wise position, but I'm not about to try and chill you just so you'll participate in my test. However, might I suggest that you agree to participate in exchange for the hospitality I've shown you and your friends?
Ryan gestured to the food on the table.
We didn't ask for any of this.
Quite right. So, what if I said that if you bested my sec men, I'd be willing to provide you with as much ammo as you need when you leave my vill, as well as any medicines and supplies your Mildred might want to take with her? I'm sure those sorts of things are still useful to you in your travels?
Ryan looked to JB.
We are running low all around.
Then he turned to Christy for her opinion.
Who knows? It might be fun firing a blaster and not chilling somebody for a change.
All right, we'll play your game. But JB checks all the weapons before we begin, just to make sure we're all using the same ammo.
Oh, absolutely.
Robards walked slowly down the street to Eliander's residence. Thanks to that old fart outlander, he now had to bring the woman to the dining hall and have her eat and talk to the Baron's guests. This was an unfortunate turn of events, but not a problem. There were ways to deal with this. The sec chief turned to the sec man following him.
Go find Katz. Tell him what the problem is and escort him to Eliander's home. And make it fast.
Yes, sir.